On March 6, 2024, National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel shares SCOTUS decision, Reynolds v. United States of 1878, recap 1-2-3. Hello, friends, supporters, listeners, and sharers. It is time now for us to have a quick recap, a recap 1-2-3, so that we all may remember and know where we are in this multi-part mini-series on the U.S. Supreme Court decision, Reynolds v. United States of 1878. As we learned from episode number 307 of January 31, 2024, SCOTUS, which is short for Supreme Court of the United States, had identified 6 questions to answer in the case. So far, we have looked at the first 3. Question number 1, in episode number 308 of February 7, 2024, which was part 2 of this miniseries. Question number 2, in episode number 310 of February 21, 2024, which was part 3 of this miniseries. And question number 3, in episode number 311 of February 28, 2024, which was part 4 of this miniseries. That is why I call this episode here now, episode number 312 of March 6, 2024, as a recap 1-2-3. This episode here now is recapping question numbers 1, 2, and 3. As those past episodes reveal for us, those first 3 questions dealt exclusively with the issues of juries. In question number 1, the court played a nuanced word game to still allow only 15 instead of the expected 16 jurors for the trial. In question number 2, SCOTUS still allowed jury candidates who had a formed opinion likely to be favorable to the prosecution to not be so disqualified. In question number 3, the 1878 Supreme Court still allowed jury candidates who would not answer the prosecution's question, "Are you living in polygamy?" because doing so might self-incriminate them, likely to be unfavorable to the prosecution, to be disqualified. In all 3 questions, the court revealed its bias. The prosecution was allowed to have biased jurors who might be in its favor, and to equally not have other jurors who might not be in its favor. These 3 questions make up the first half of the 6 questions addressed in this decision. The next 3 questions will finally begin to delve into the actual issue of polygamy. Now, with this recap 1-2-3, helping us all consolidate what we have learned so far about these first 3 questions of the 6 questions, we are all now better prepared for the next 3 questions in the SCOTUS decision, Reynolds v. United States of 1878. So, as you fully well know, I will most assuredly talk about those next 3 questions in future coming episodes. So stay tuned, and thank you for celebrating, supporting, listening to, and sharing the National Polygamy Advocate Podcast.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presenting polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com